It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Will Cain.
It's hard not to factor in so many things that should not matter when you're thinking, what's the greatest football team of all time? It should be who dominated one particular season.
Shares his top five greatest football teams of all time. Here's this week's host, Will Cain.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend and host of the Will Cain Podcast. Every week on this podcast, Fox hosts, reporters, personalities get together to share their top five of any given topic. Sure, it's the middle of the summer, and the closest Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers have come to the field is facing off against each other in a very entertaining golf exhibition. But listen, I'm a football fan, and there is no offseason when discussing pro football. Today, I'm going to share with you my top five greatest football teams of all time. I read that as follows. I'm going to focus on professional football teams, the NFL. And greatest is the word that carries all the weight in this list. It's hard. It's hard not to factor in so many things that should not matter when you're thinking, what's the greatest football team of all time? It should be who dominated one particular season, maybe even a sprinkling of who could you surgically remove from their point in time and have them play in a different decade, a different style of football, and still translate into a champion. It's hard to surgically remove nostalgia, my own personal biases, but I will do my best to give you the five greatest football teams to ever play professional football. Here we go.
Number five.
The 1998 Denver Broncos. An almost elderly John Elway rides on the shoulders of running back Terrell Davis to a Super Bowl championship over the Green Bay Packers. It's the first of the Broncos' back-to-back Super Bowl victories. And again, it's not fair for me to give the Broncos credit for beginning a little seedling, a little burgeoning dynasty, but I can't help but think a great team sometimes is one whose run lasts longer than simply 16 regular season games, a playoff run, and a Super Bowl victory. Those Broncos teams of the late 90s honestly looked a lot like the Cowboys teams of the early 90s. They were balanced. They had studs at quarterback, running back, wide receiver. They had strong defenses that ranked in the top 10 on offensive efficiency, defensive points allowed, a Hall of Famer as a leader. So I think the 1998 Denver Broncos are the fifth greatest football team of all time.
Number four.
The fourth greatest football team of all time, also from the 1990s, and they were just referenced. The 1992-93 Dallas Cowboys. This was the beginning of a dynasty, the beginning of a run where the Cowboys won three Super Bowls in 4 years. They were dominant not just across almost every position on the football field, but two and sometimes three deep. This was before free agency started tearing down dynasties in the NFL, and I fully acknowledge that I'm carrying some bias into this ranking. I love the Dallas Cowboys, and there had to be a Cowboys team represented on this list, not just because I'm subjectively a Cowboys homer, but because objectively, the Cowboys are one of the greatest franchises of all time. And you could take your pick. You could have picked Roger Staubach's teams from the 1970s, and I wouldn't have bothered to argue with you over the Captain America-led Dallas Cowboys. But nostalgia leads me back to the 90s, because one thing about the Cowboys of the early 90s was is that they were truly dominant. I remember as a kid watching these Cowboys and never stressing. I've been a sports fan my entire life, and I'm very familiar with the feeling of stress. Third and eight, have to have this conversion or we lose the game. I'm used to having the remote control in my hand, ready to hurl it across the living room. But not with these Cowboys. I was always confident. Aikman to Irvin, Emmitt for short yardage. A defensive stop with Charles Haley. The Cowboys inspired confidence. You were almost cocky as a fan. I remember a famous story, Larry Allen, the Hall of Fame offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, when they were playing the Green Bay Packers, no slouches themselves, led by Brett Favre, in the NFC playoffs. And Larry Allen would walk up to the line with a huge wad of Copenhagen in his lower lip and go, choo-choo. He was telling everybody, he was telling the Packers defense, we're running the ball and we're running it right behind me. Watch out, the train's coming through. They didn't care that people knew what play they were about to run. They knew the other team couldn't stop them. And the stories of the Packers' wide-eyed intimidation are well known. That Cowboys team, the first champion of that dynasty run, smoked the Buffalo Bills 52-17 in the Rose Bowl. I was there to watch it, and I consider it a sign of objectivity that I didn't rate this team higher than just fourth on your top five greatest football teams of all time.
Number three.
At number three, the 1989 San Francisco 49ers. At this point, I think it would be fair to say I am being nostalgic. I am hearkening back to the prime of my childhood sports watching. We should take a timeout, throw some parentheses into this ranking, and say we should acknowledge the 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought about putting one of those teams into this list, and it's probably a great injustice that I have it, because those 70s Steelers are the second greatest dynasty of all time. At this point, I think it's fair to say the New England Patriots stretch out over a 20-year period, own the title of greatest football dynasty of all time. But before that, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1970s. They owned the decade. Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Len Swan, Mean Joe Green. Everywhere you look, Jack Lambert. There are Hall of Famers on those Steelers team. But I couldn't pick one that was particularly dominant in the way that I can say the 1989 San Francisco 49ers owned the NFL. Joe Montana, until Tom Brady came along, was the greatest quarterback of all time. And I think most agree he had the greatest receiver of all time at his disposal in Jerry Rice. Roger Craig running the ball, Ronnie Lott as a safety. The San Francisco 49ers won the Super Bowl in 1995 and 1991, 1989, 84. They won a ton of Super Bowls. Now, I always get the years off, because do you award the Super Bowl to the season that they played or the winter that they won the Super Bowl? But this Niners team is the one that beat the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl 55-10. It wasn't close. They smoked them. John Elwood licked those wounds for another 8 years, 8-9 years, before he found a team that would land at number five on this list. But the Niners were absolutely dominant in their heyday, and they come in at number three.
The countdown continues after this.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number two.
Number two, the second greatest football team of all time. It's almost impossible for me to separate my second greatest football team of all time from my number one greatest football team of all time, because I'm going to be an absolute hypocrite. I'm going to contradict myself. I'm going to take two opposing philosophies and make them hit head-to-head, almost like in an Oklahoma drill at football practice, because their resumes are kind of opposite from one another. But at number two is a team that should be number one. It's the 2007 New England Patriots. They're the only team on this list that didn't win the Super Bowl. The Patriots were 16-0, and you know the story well. They romped through the AFC playoffs and met the Eli Manning-led New York Giants in the Super Bowl. The Patriots didn't win it all. And yet, in my heart and in my mind, and in your eyes, you know it's true. That's the best team you ever saw. Brady and Moss were unstoppable. They outpaced every team. They blew them away. The Patriots just didn't win. They dominated. They were the greatest. And then comes Eli Manning and David Tyree and absurdity and sports. The things you can't count on. Look, Giants fans, I'm not insulting you, because you know it as well. You weren't better than the New England Patriots. You were just better on that day. I feel very confident you could take that New England Patriots team, transport them to any decade, into any season, any other champion, and the Patriots would come out on top. And of course, you can say to me, but they didn't, Will. I could transport them to 2007 against the New York Giants, and they didn't come out on top. And I'd say, let's move on.
Number one.
At number one, a team that I never saw play. The greatest football team of all time. I'm going to have to listen to your grandfather. I'm going to have to listen to our elders. I'm going to have to hearken back on lists. And I'm going to have to place the only team to ever truly go undefeated at number one on the greatest football teams of all time. And that would be the 1972 Miami Dolphins. They did not lose a game. The Dolphins beat the Redskins 14-7 in the Super Bowl. They had Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka, Nick Bonacotti, Paul Warfield, and they would go on even the following year to win another Super Bowl. In fact, it was 3 in a row for the Dolphins because they lost their first attempt to the Dallas Cowboys. But the Miami Dolphins did it. They did what the New England Patriots could not. They spent an entire season of football without ever taking an L. And for that, they have to be your greatest football team of all time. There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Dolphins, the Patriots, the 49ers, the Cowboys, and the Broncos. That's not your greatest franchises of all time, not your greatest dynasties of all time, but your top five greatest football teams of all time. Thank you to everyone for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Let us know your top five. You've been listening to the Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.